This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
Hi, this is Katie Souza. Welcome to Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. We're continuing our study on bone diseases and disorders. Did you know that a bone disorder can afflict a person if they're wounded in their soul? The condition of your soul directly affects your physical body, including your muscles, your tendons, cartilage, your bones, and all of your skeletal structure. I personally have received miracles in my bones. Don't forget, I was in a head-on car collision and broke two of my ribs, but only 14 days later, they were supernaturally healed overnight. I see bone miracles of every kind happen in our meetings all the time. Hips get replaced, cartilage grows back, knees are healed, spines are straightened, discs are replaced, arthritis is healed, elbows, wrists, ankles, rotator cuff injuries, all kinds of bone miracles happen when people get healed in their souls. Right now, we're gonna go to our Miracles from the Road segment. Over the years, we've been privileged to be able to capture hundreds of healing miracles on video. Today, we're gonna show you some video testimonies of people that have been healed of various bone disorders when they got healed of wounds in their soul. When you watch these testimonies, you're gonna feel your faith increase for you to receive a breakthrough miracle in your body. At the end of this program, we're gonna do a super soak so that you can receive your miracle. But first, let's start with a review. Bone disorders can be directly connected to the soul. Just a very simple example is the woman bowed over with the spirit of infirmity in Luke 13. Remember, the spirit had bowed her over for 18 years, the spirit of infirmity, and she could in no wise lift herself up. The spirit literally was bending her bones, was bending her spine. What gave that evil spirit the right to do that? Remember, I've said this many times. What does the word infirmity mean? It means weakness and infirmity of the body and of the soul. She had a wound in her soul, and that's what it was allowing the spirit to literally wreak havoc with her bones. The same steps you've been learning is how you heal these bone diseases. The same steps. The blood from the cross. The dunamis power from the resurrection. Let's look at that. You want to see proof that Jesus used the blood from the cross and the dunamis power from the resurrection to heal somebody that was lame and paralyzed in their body? Luke 5. Now it happened on a certain day that Jesus was teaching, and there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present that day to heal. Now, Jesus used two things to heal this guy. What's the first thing Jesus did? He comes down to the roof. He says, man, your sins are forgiven. What is that? That's Jesus applying his blood. Right there, Jesus was what? Washing away his sin, wasn't he? With the blood. Remember we talked about how sin wounds the soul? Do you think Jesus is saying that for maybe a purpose? That perhaps he's trying to tell us why this guy is paralyzed, that it was perhaps his sin that wounded his soul and brought this bone, this skeletal, this paralysis upon him because of that wound. And the Bible goes out of its way to say that what was there that day? The power of the Lord was there that day present to heal. That word power is dunamis. When Jesus said to him, what? Arise, pick up your mat and walk. The word arise, it's a resurrection term. Same word that Jesus uses, heal the sick, raise the dead. Dunamis comes from the resurrection. The Bible already said, this story already said that dunamis power was present that day to heal. So it was already there.
And then when Jesus said, arise, he loosed that power upon that man, and then he stood up and walked, didn't he? Now, here's the thing I just got to point out, and everybody put down your stones and just think about it for a minute. The guy didn't stand up when Jesus forgave his sin, did he? Think about it. We go in our closet and we repent and we repent and we repent and we repent and we come out still sick. Does that mean the blood isn't powerful enough? No, that's not what that means. The blood is doing its job. The blood is for sin. But sin can make a wound in our soul. And sometimes we need dunamis to heal that wound and to make us be what dunamis means, excellent of soul. So when Jesus said, son, your sins are forgiven, he wiped out the sin that wounded that guy. But the wound was still there until the moment Jesus said, arise, pick up your mat and walk. And the dunamis power that was there that day was released on him. See, we need both sometimes. Do you understand? Sometimes we need both. We need both the blood and the dunamis. Are you with me? Hannah, what happened here?
I've had a jammed toe for 17 years. I jammed it in gymnastics really bad. Like they called it turf toe.
Turf toe for 17 years. What is the result of having turf toe? What does it feel like?
It's a constant pain in when I walk or like when I run, because I like to run, it would jam up and just, I couldn't walk on it. It'd send shooting pains up my leg. There'd be times I'd be just walking and then it'd send a shooting pain up into my foot and I'd stumble.
Wow. Okay, so what happened tonight?
It was actually on Friday.
So last night?
Yeah, when you were doing your video presentation, it was during that and... There's no more pain, there's no more swelling, I can walk on it, I can put weight on it, it's totally gone.
Totally gone, and happened when you were watching the miracles from the prisons?
When you're doing the shoot for the miracle.
It happened during the video shoot. That is happening all the time now, come on, let's give Jesus a praise. So during the videotaping of miracles from the road, did you feel it happening?
Yeah.
What did you find out later? What happened?
Well, I did, because I was standing there. I'm like, oh, my toe really hurts, you know, because I couldn't put weight on it. And then after I stood there for a while, I'm like, my toe doesn't hurt anymore. And then I was like, whoa, it's been healed.
Come on, let's give Jesus a praise. You know, that's so exciting for me. It's so encouraging because it means that we're really carving out a realm with the media being able to release healing. And that's so important because there's people across the world that can't come to a meeting. But they can get on the internet and they can get healed. Amen. I'm so thankful to Jesus. Come on, let's give Jesus one more hand of praise. Amen. What happened, Kismet?
Yesterday, when you were interviewing Tony about his leg and foot and all that, and you were talking about your ligaments being
lengthened.
I had foot surgery actually about 6 years ago, and had my Achilles tendon disconnected and reconnected with a pin in the back of my foot, and I've never been able to wake up and not have pain in that. And yesterday, after running around trying to get this conference together, my foot was really hurting. And as soon as you said, that is being lengthened, this pain is gone. I sat my seat. I don't feel that anymore. So then I was like, okay, you know, I'm gonna just kind of wake up and see what's going on. But I can tell you, I couldn't do this. I couldn't do it. It wasn't long enough. I couldn't even get down that far at all.
So the tendon was actually probably cut because they did the surgery and then reconnected, right? So it was shorter than the other one. And it was you're saying it was impossible for you to do that.
Right. Yes.
Which means that God did a creative miracle on you and he actually caused the tendon to lengthen out.
Right. Exactly.
Do it again. Can you do it again? Wow. Can we give Jesus a praise? Come on. That is creative miracle power of Jesus Christ. What happened, Pat?
You called out somebody with a humpback, and I've been slouching for years. My posture hasn't been good for lots of reasons, and a lot of pain in my neck and shoulders from that, and arthritis, and a car wreck. And all of a sudden, after you called that out, my back got straight. Wow. There's still some aching in there, but it's better than it was, and my back's straight. I mean, it just came up.
You were actually bent over before, because... So you actually felt it. You look like you're standing straight to me. Does she look like she's standing straight to you?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Straight.
That about wraps it up.
What happened, Alex?
I had a lot of crack in my elbows, my knees, my back.
Do you know what it's from?
Just life.
Just life. Isn't that true? How long has it been happening?
A few years, 5 years.
Besides the cracking and all that, was there pain with it?
A lot.
A lot of pain.
Yeah, I mean, last night I almost broke down in tears from the pain in my right elbow.
You don't look like a guy that would break down in tears easily. Is that true?
Prior to Christ, no. After Christ, a lot, yeah.
Good for you, Alex. That's awesome. So you're saying the pain was so severe last night during the meeting?
Nothing's cracking. Nothing's cracking. My elbows aren't cracking. My knees aren't cracking. I have no pain in my joints, and I go through this from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep, just pain. My life has been in pain for the last few years.
And now no pain right now, no pain at all.
Not at all.
Did it happen during what prayer? The prayer about idols or the...
As soon as you said joint pains, I immediately felt young.
That fast it sprung up.
It was bitterness. When I prayed against bitterness, done.
So when we prayed the prayer against bitterness, you felt it starting to leave, and then the final thing was when I...
Pride, yeah.
For their bitterness and the pride. And... Not you, Alex. Huh? Not you, huh? And then the pain left, and then the cracking. Did the pain go first?
Yeah.
And then the cracking followed when they got the words of knowledge?
Yeah, when I checked it was no cracking.
No cracking and no pain. Tell us your name.
My name is Rhonda.
What happened, dear?
I haven't been... able to use my knees, my left knees. And when you called out tonight, the left knee is being healed. Now I can bend my knee. Now I can walk with my knee. And I thank God, because you know why? I wasn't able to walk hardly on my knees for almost 7 months. I had to give all my high heels away. Now I believe I could go buy some, but I'm not gonna be too quick about it to get done. But I thank God. And also, when you told, you said that the spine was being healed and straightened. No one know that I had a car accident back in 19-something, and my spine was crooked. It was crooked. But tonight when I lay down on that ground, I still feel the Holy Ghost healing me right now. I still feel the Holy Spirit moving in my body right now, healing me all over, because God is good. And now I felt my spine straighten up. So I thank God for this lady. You are a true woman of God.
Bless you, girl. Thank you. Come on, let's give Jesus a huge holler. Hallelujah. I've been in and out of prison over a dozen times. The last time I was arrested, I knew they weren't gonna let me out. I was done. While I was inside prison, I saw people just like me going in and out like a revolving door. That's because most inmates believe they don't have a future. But Jesus can change that and give them hope. We've been seeing people get freed inside, which has been empowering them to never go through those doors again. Now, with your help, we can do even more.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of Interpreting Dreams and Visions for Your Soul 3-disc set. With your gift of $35 or more, you will have a part in putting God's word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Interpreting Dreams and Visions for Your Soul.
Have you been wondering what soul wounds you need to get healed and where they came from? In this CD set, Interpreting Dreams and Visions for Your Soul, I show you how your dreams can identify the wounds in your soul that are causing the issues you're facing. I also show you how to interpret those dreams so that you can get your breakthrough.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Tell us your name, girl.
Jacqueline.
What happened?
I was born with cerebral palsy. At 15, I had my right hip replaced, and I've not been able to jump around or anything real well. Girl, my neighbor thought I was crazy last night when I came out of the store, walked out that door, and I was jumping up and down, and it didn't hurt, y'all. I woke up this morning with no pain, been living with pain for 14 years, y'all, because of this. 14 years, and I ain't got no pain.
So you had the pain? Ah! Woo! 14 years of pain in the hip. Is it the right or the left?
The right. It was my right one, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I said left, but if you got the right, you take it, girl, and then you took it and it happened. So that pain is gone in the hip.
Gone. It is gone. I'm wearing white tennis shoes with no lift on them, y'all. I have been walking around on this unit for the last 3 years with an inch and a quarter lift because my hip was hurting so bad. I put my white tennis shoes on this morning and I'm having no problems doing nothing.
So Jacqueline, you're telling me that the pain in your hip was so bad that the only way to even slightly relieve it was an inch and a half lift, and right now you don't have the lift in your shoe and you're having no pain.
No pain, no pain at all.
Come on, Jesus is awesome!
Woo! I said, somebody's back is being healed right now. As I reached high, I heard this terrible sound. I thought the ceiling was breaking. I thought that the beams had snapped. It was a terrible crash.
Now, didn't you have 5 fused discs from that accident?
My spine was fused. And my tailbone, I had scoliosis, I'd been born with it, and I had a pinched nerve in my, what do you call that? Sciatica.
Sciatica.
Yeah, I had a pinched sciatic nerve. Between 3 of those, everything in my body hurt all the time.
So now you heard this terrible cracking, and you literally thought the ceiling was coming down. It was that loud?
It was that loud. The music was very loud, and apparently I was the only person that heard this noise. I looked around, nobody else was excited. And I realized suddenly the pain was gone out of my back.
And completely?
Totally. Absolutely. And so I bent down and I squatted and I wiggled around and I thought, gosh, this is not an appropriate time to show off or to tell anybody because there was people praying and people doing things. So I went to the back.
I saw you disappear to the back and then to the bathroom, I think. What happened?
Because I needed to cry. I had to go to the bathroom. It was the only place I could go. So I went into the bathroom and sat down and bawled my eyes out because I literally could bend over like this.
God. Now, I'm taking it that you couldn't have done that before.
Not without an ambulance.
Okay, weren't those testimonies awesome? Right now, we're gonna do a super soak. I encourage you to really focus and engage in these prayers because this is how you get healed. We didn't just produce these shows just to give you a good message. The whole point of this show is to see you get healed so that when you watch these programs, something really happens. You get a real, tangible miracle. And how you get that is by engaging in these prayer times. I'm encouraging you to really focus and get involved in the Super Soak. Let's go back to the conference now and really press in for your victory breakthrough.
So let's ask Holy Spirit to come and show us if there's any particular sin that we need to repent for that might be connected to what's happening in our physical bodies. Amen? So Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come right now. And by your revelatory power, show us anything that might be inside our souls, any sin that we've committed that we need to repent for. And we just receive right now your revelation, insight, and understanding. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just start repenting for whatever you got. I heard a lot of people, if you have anger, I heard anger is one of the things that God is dealing with right now that might cause bone issues, skeletal issues, nerve issues. So let's pray together. Ready? Lord Jesus, I repent for unforgiveness. Lord, if there's anyone that I'm holding offense against, I repent. Cleanse me of that offense. Cleanse me with your blood of my anger and unforgiveness. I repent for being angry. I repent for having unforgiveness. I repent for being offended. Lord Jesus, wash my sin right now with your blood. Any sin that's connected with this bone disorder or with my bones not being totally healthy, I repent of now. Wash me clean with the blood in Jesus' name. Now, I want you to just focus on it right now. Focus on forgiving that person. Focus on repenting for being angry at them. Focus on, you know, repenting. Repent for being angry at your children, at your spouse, at your boss, at your job, at your ministry, at the car dealership, at the grocery store people, at the coffee place. You've been letting yourself get angry. And it's affecting your bones. You've been letting yourself hold unforgiveness, and it's rotting away the bones. Because you've wounded your soul with that sin. Now everybody say amen. Now are we going to stop there? We have one more step, don't we? Now I want you to start speaking to your soul. Say, arise, soul. Arise. Pick up your mat and walk. Arise, soul. Arise. Pick up your mat and walk. Right now, release resurrection dunamis power with that word, arise. That's a resurrection term. Say arise. It releases resurrection dunamis power. Say arise. Speak to your soul right now. Say arise, soul. Pick up your mat and walk. With my words, I release resurrection power. With the word arise, I command it to be released into my soul. My soul is becoming excellent. My body's being healed. My bones are being healed. My bones are being healed. My soul is being healed. My body's being healed because of dunamis, resurrection power. Right now, arise. I speak to your soul. I command your soul to arise. I command every wound, even the ones that were passed down in the womb, even those that were born with the wounds in their soul, passed down in the womb, that you would be healed of every wound that came from your ancestors right now by dunamis power. Pain be gone right now. I command bones to be healed, pain to be gone, cartilage to be restored, joints to be healed, pain free right now. Right now, alignment to come into the body. Every part of the body aligned. Every part of the spine aligned. Discs to regenerate in the name of Jesus. Hips to be restored. Knees to be restored. Full mobility in every part of the skeletal structure. Nerve endings to be regenerated in the name of Jesus right now. Pain, go.
Pain go. Pain go in Jesus' name. Pain go in Jesus' name. Pain go in Jesus' name.
Okay, if you have some sort of bone issue, check it out right now. Move around and see if the pain and the restriction are gone. Try to do something you couldn't do before. Maybe you couldn't raise your arm or you couldn't bend at the waist. Try to do so now. Maybe you couldn't bend your knee or turn your neck. Check it out. See if you can do it now. Many times it's while people are checking that the healing manifests. So go ahead and try it. Is that pain gone? Do you have more movement? I'm betting that you do. Even if some of you are not noticing a change right now, I'll bet in the morning when you wake up, you'll feel a big change. That's what happens in a lot of our meetings. People go home, they go to bed, and they wake up healed. I'm believing many of you are going to wake up healed tomorrow morning. I've been in and out of prison over a dozen times. The last time I was arrested, I knew they weren't going to let me out. I was done. While I was inside prison, I saw people just like me going in and out like a revolving door. That's because most inmates believe they don't have a future. But Jesus can change that and give them hope. We've been seeing people get freed inside, which has been empowering them to never go through those doors again. Now with your help, we can do even more.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of Interpreting Dreams and Visions for Your Soul 3-disc set. With your gift of $35 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Interpreting Dreams and Visions for Your Soul.
Have you been wondering what soul wounds you need to get healed and where they came from? In this CD set, Interpreting Dreams and Visions for Your Soul, I show you how your dreams can identify the wounds in your soul that are causing the issues you're facing. I also show you how to interpret those dreams so that you can get your breakthrough.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Next week, we're going to start a new series about how the glory of Jesus Christ and the light of Christ are actual tools to heal the soul. Jesus is called the King of Glory and the light of the world. And believe it or not, these attributes of Christ are literal powers that can heal your wounded soul. You're not going to want to miss this fresh new revelation. See you next week. Do you have a friend or loved one in prison? I'd love to send them a free copy of my book. Just log on to katiesouza.com and fill out a prisoner book request today. Have you received a miracle while watching this show? Send us your 1-minute selfie video. What's a selfie? Take out your cell phone, hold it like this, not like this, so we can air it on television. Hit record and tell us your 1-minute healing testimony. For more information, go to our website at katiesouza.com.